That'll get you moving on a Monday, won't it? That'll get you moving. All right, so, you know, I'm on the move these days. Just flew in from Denver. Spent 3 days out in Denver doing some work. And now we will be on our way to Orlando today for the walkthrough and the setup on Media Row, invited by the RNC. And when the RNC calls and says, hey, we want you to come to the Trump kickoff in Orlando, you say, hey, we'll be there. So we're on our way there, and we'll broadcast this program live Tuesday morning and Wednesday morning. Tomorrow night, we will be live with a special edition of America's Voice News, and you'll be able to listen there. You can check it out, americasvoicenews.com. Check it out. Our live broadcast begins at 7. Joining me now, Kelly Sadler, Director of Communications at America First Policies and America First Action. It is a pro-Trump political action committee. They might even have representatives cruising about Orlando. Kelly, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Good to have you here. You know, I just saw, I don't know if there's any point in the announcement tomorrow for President Trump. I mean, after all, the polls say he has no chance to win.
Oh, my goodness. Don't believe the polls. I mean, if you couldn't believe him the first time around, don't believe him the second time around.
Yeah, he doesn't even need to go. I mean, it's a complete waste of time. I mean, a tree stump with a D next to it right now would win. Joe Biden will win. Bernie Sanders will win. You know, Eric Swalwell would win. I mean, come on.
Come on. Now, if you just look at the excitement around the announce of the launch of the campaign, over 100,000, you know, tickets have been issued for Orlando. I mean, and the Amway Center only holds, you know, 20,000 people. So it's going to be on a first-come, first-serve. We will be down there registering voters. We'll have a bunch of staff on the ground for those, you know, in line waiting to get into Amway Center. There's 9 million eligible folks in the state of Florida that are not registered, and we know a lot of them are Trump supporters. So we want to make sure we, you know, get all of them enrolled and are ready to cast their vote in, you know, next year's election. Now, just
sure.
To talk about the Democrats for just a second here. I mean, what was Joe Biden's biggest crowd? I don't really want to talk about crowd size or enthusiasm, but we have that here on our side. And if you look at these crowds that the Democrats have at their rallies, I mean, there's nothing compares to the excitement of this president and President Trump.
All right, so as you get ready for this big announcement, obviously I don't take the polls seriously. I mean, of the 38 polls taken in Michigan before the election in 2016, exactly two showed Donald Trump with a lead. It was about 1 point. A couple that were, you know, within 2 weeks of the election showed Hillary Clinton winning by 14 points. I'm like, wow. I mean, how wrong can you possibly be? And yet these, you would watch these talking heads blathering on CNN and MSNBC and the major networks. You would think these polls are gospel.
Well, I mean, they don't seem to have learned a lesson, have they? I mean, everyone came out of the 2016 election saying, oh, we're going to have to correct ourselves and we called this one so wrong. But you see the media, the mainstream media, making the same exact mistakes as they did in 2016. And when you look at the polls, if you want to talk about the polls for just a second, we find that when the president, when you run against the issues, when you run against Medicare for All, the Green New Deal, reparations, all of these socialistic principles that these Democrats are basically campaigning on, our issues win soundly. And you can't look at these national polls either because there is no Democratic candidate. Let's just wait until these debates happen next week to see what kind of issues emerge and candidates emerge, because you can only take a poll when you're running against a competitor. And right now, the president's running against 24 different ideas at any given time.
Well, no question about that. And as I might remind people, in 1984, I believe Hubert Humphrey was going to be president and Michael Dukakis was going to be president and a whole host of people were going to be president at this stage of the race that never became president. Now, when the president makes his announcement in Florida, that's very smart. He's in Orlando, which is key because those group of counties in and around Orlando, I mean, they make or break Florida, don't they?
Yeah, it's definitely a key market for us, of which we'll be focusing on Orlando, Tampa, the Miami-Dade areas in Florida that always have, you know, have the largest number of swing voters and undecided voters. And really need to hear from the president firsthand his message about the economy, about, you know, the deregulation, about all of the stuff that he's put in to excite, you know, our GDP numbers, our growth numbers, our wage numbers. Everything is record setting under this presidency. So he's got to go out and make the case for himself and cut through the mainstream media, because if you turn on CNN or MSNBC, you'd never know how great the economy is and the accomplishments that he's taken, the tariffs that he put on Mexico, the win that he had there, the fact that today all 6,000 troops will be at the border, the Mexican border to Guatemala, enforcing this immigration pact that they made last week.
Yeah, I think one of the big deals that we'll hear about some, and it may not be as sexy or as exciting as some things. But I will guarantee you, for people in the upper Midwest, and there are certain states that are key here, obviously, as they were before, that being Florida, obviously, but also Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, North Carolina, and all of these states have a stake in the USMCA, which is the updated NAFTA agreement, which the Democrats have done nothing with, just like the border they've done nothing with, and a host of other things they've done nothing with, because all of their time is spent obsessing about trying to figure out how to run Donald Trump out of office. So here we are. Trying to figure out how to get these things done, because these are key. But how does the president hang on to Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin? These are key states that propelled him over the finish line. What do you think it's going to take?
I think, you know, we are really pressing hard, putting political pressure on Democrats, quite frankly, in your state that want USMCA to be passed. There's a lot of first-time representatives that need to put pressure on Nancy Pelosi to bring this to the floor for a vote. It's bipartisan. It's going to create upwards of 170,000 jobs, mainly in your area and in those states that you just said. It is an economic, it's better than NAFTA. Everyone can agree it's better than NAFTA. How much better is where now the debate is, and it's silly. So we really believe that this could pass this year, but Congress needs to act to get it on the floor before their August recess. And we're going to be traveling with the vice president to states, to your state, into other, you know, states where there's Democratic representatives who agree with the USMCA, want to see it passed for their constituents, to see if we can put some pressure on the Speaker of the House. So it's important for your listeners to call the representatives, whomever they are, and say, hey, we need this to be passed, and get it on the floor for a vote.
Let me give you some good news, Kelly. I want to share some good news with you. You have our phone number here, so when you're with the vice president, you can just say, Mr. Vice President, if you don't mind, can you call Gruber? Because he has a couple of questions for you. You need to chat for a few minutes. But I greatly appreciate it. Are you going to be in Orlando?
I will not, but Cora Mandy is. She's going to be, she is my deputy, so she'll be down there with all of our staff.
Good.
You know, running the lines, making sure everyone is registered, and, you know, taking video and just you know, capturing all of that enthusiasm for the people who support this president and want to see him reelected.
Kelly, good job as always. Always appreciate you being here, and we will talk very soon again tomorrow. This program live from Orlando tomorrow morning and Wednesday, and tomorrow evening special live coverage on AmericasVoiceNews.com beginning at 7 p.m. It's all here for you. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
We're here with Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital. Dr. McCursey, Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. What's offered there?
We have a full array of imaging services at the health center. We have MRI, CT, 3D digital mammography, ultrasound, digital x-ray, and bone density.
What are the advantages for the patients who go there?
Our patients love the convenient location. They also love the easy in-and-out parking. And they also love the ability to schedule examinations after hours, both on the evenings and the weekends.
How can people learn more about Sparrow's radiology services?
To learn more, they can go to sparrow.org/radiology-services.
That's sparrow.org/radiology-services. We've been speaking to Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital, about how Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. Choose wisely. Choose Sparrow.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Oh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.